Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome back to the Powered by Transova podcast. Today we have with us Katie Jess. She is currently serving as our Chief Integrator Officer, as well as our COO. So she's got multiple hats and multiple responsibilities within the company, but we're very fortunate to have Katie, and Emily and I get to work with Katie on a regular basis, and we definitely have enjoyed having her on the team.
Yeah, I appreciate her go-getter attitude. She keeps everybody in line and on track, which we really appreciate when we get into our company is continuously growing, and it's good that we've got the official cat herder, I think, is an alternative title for her that I think, I don't know if she'll like that or not, but
it's a tall order too.
Yeah, exactly. But Katie comes from a unique background of, she's got a law degree, she said, and she's worked with a large hospital system. So we're pretty fortunate to have her expertise on the Transova team.
Definitely. And she brings a lot of different perspective because of she's had those prior involvements, but she also grew up on a farm, and her dad is a client. And so she did come from an understanding of our business and company. And so it's been interesting. You'll get to hear her talk about her opinion of Transova before and then how it's changed as she's come on to our team.
Mm-hmm. And then the one thing, Sarah, I'm kicking myself, we should have asked her more about setting up and overseeing the hospitals that she was in charge of overseas and, you know, kind of how that all worked. But I think Katie's probably going to be one of those people that we hear from again on a future podcast episode, just because she has a wealth of knowledge and understanding of our business. And I hope that everybody else enjoys listening to her like we did.
Yes. And without further ado, we will let you listen to Katie Jess.
All right. Welcome back to the Transova podcast here. Sarah and Emily back with you today. We're super excited for our guest that we have, Katie Jess, who is our COO and Chief Integrator Officer. Katie has been a huge asset to our team since starting, and not just saying that because she's our boss. but Katie, thanks for joining us today. And why don't you start off with introducing yourself and talk about your role here at Transova?
Thanks, guys. I'm really excited to be here. I've been really hoping I would get an invitation someday, so I really appreciate it. As Emily said, I am the Chief Integrator and the Chief Operations Officer. So I came to Transova 2 years ago and applied for the role of the Chief Integrator. And really what that is it's meant to be sort of a go-between. You have the visionary or Dr. Faber, who really sets the strategy for the organization and the vision. And then you have the integrator who takes and puts that plan into action. And so I oversee sales, operations, and finance. And my role is really just to hold those groups accountable and help us to move things forward. And then one other thing we have done since I joined is we did a structural change or reorg. And what that did is left the Chief Operations Officer position open. And so I've just been filling that on an interim basis. It really kind of meshed really well with the Chief Integrator role, but it won't be a permanent change. We'll put someone in that role probably, in the near future when we feel ready for it.
You certainly sounds like you have a lot of responsibilities when you talk about all the kind of different things that you oversee within Transova. Katie, maybe give us a little background into your previous career, kind of how you came into Transova or what you've done before.
Yeah. So I actually am an attorney by training. And so I went to law school in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And after law school, I moved to New York and practiced out there for about 3 years. And then eventually found my way back to Minnesota and back to Minneapolis, where I was working for, it was kind of a crazy combination of a job, but it was a law firm. So we did all contract law, just negotiating deals for people. And then we also ran a leadership program and did strategic counsel and strategic planning for various companies, large and small. And so that's kind of how I got into more of this operations type, integrator type work. And then I got married in 2016, and my husband and his children were living in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So I moved here or to Sioux Falls to be obviously with them. And when I did, I found a job with Sanford Health as the director of operations for their clinics in Ghana and China. So I oversaw about 25 clinics in those two countries. And then I saw this position pop up as the chief integrator, and it really spoke to me for a couple of reasons. One, it was Transova. I grew up on a farm in Southwest Minnesota, and my dad raises beef cattle and has used Transova. You know, he's a client of Transova. And so that was, you know, really intriguing when I saw Transova. I've always thought of Transova as a super innovative business, and that attracted me. And then the other piece was this chief integrator role. And so the word integrator actually comes from this book called Traction by Gino Wickman. And it's really a system or process under which to run a business. And when I was working in Minneapolis, I actually went and trained with Gino Wickman and got certified as an implementer for Traction. And so this integrator role really spoke to me, because if you ask me, you know, what I like to do the most, it's really to get stuff done. And that's what the integrator role is all about. It's all about just taking plans and putting them into action.
Awesome. We like to get stuff done. So we're glad to have you on board. Do you ever miss practicing law, Katie?
Never. No, when you're a lawyer, you're on the outside advising people on what to do. And it's such an important role, but kind of like I said, I like to get stuff done. And that's really being in the nitty gritty. I like to be there making the sausage and seeing things happen. I always found when I was practicing law, I'd be working with clients and I wanted to be doing the work for them instead of telling them what to do. So this is a much better fit for me.
So Katie, what was your opinion of Transova before starting, and how has that changed since you've started?
You know, I think before I started, particularly, you know, growing up, but even as an adult, I always saw Transova as a super innovative company, you know, at kind of the cutting edge of technology, obviously the leader in, you know, especially growing up, kind of this strange world of ET and IVF work that I didn't really understand or know about. And I mean, I think a lot of what I thought from the outside was held true when I came in. I think Transova is super innovative and is, you know, has been at the forefront of this wave of ET and then IVF and reproductive technology. And so it was interesting to come in and find that, you know, a lot of that matched and meshed. I don't think I understood though, when I wasn't with Transova, just the depth of the toolbox and how widespread, you know, really just we offer kind of everything a client might need in the reproductive space. And I certainly did not understand that before I came to Transova.
Yeah, there's simplicity to what we do, but yet it is not simple at all. There's kind of two sides to that. And so once I know, even sometimes our interns have said, we thought we knew what Transova was about, but once they join us for the summer, they're like, whoa, there's way more here than what we realized. Katie, tell me a little bit. You've talked a lot about your role as, you know, operations and integrator. From that perspective and that role, what do you see as strengths in the Transova team or the Transova toolbox, you know, from that perspective in particularly?
I think the biggest thing that I see is really the passion we have throughout this organization, and the talent is deep. This is not a shallow pool of talent, and that is so important. But what I love about it is you can go, you know, if you're out in the yard talking to the herdsman, if you're talking to the maintenance team, if you're talking to a CSR, you know, one of the professional service veterinarians, whoever you're talking to, they have a ton of industry knowledge and they're really passionate about the work they do. They're passionate about their role in the bigger picture that Transova plays. And they know a lot. And so I have just been really impressed by the depth of the talent and knowledge that Transova has. I have not been with a company before that I've seen that amount of depth and passion.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of passionate people. And I think we've heard a lot of that passion on past podcast episodes. And yesterday we recorded with the TOGU team. And I mean, just hearing their levels of passion from production to education has been awesome to hear and share that with our listeners of this podcast. Maybe you could talk a little bit, you know, the traction team, our executive team, does a lot of our long-term planning. Where do you see Transova in maybe the next year or 5 years or even 10 years from now?
I think as we go forward, we're really going to, it's going to be more about integration. So how do we, you know, continue to help our clients with the full picture of their program? And how do we integrate ourselves more into the different layers of their programs and the industry? And so I think it's all, it's going to be all about, you know, finding the various partnerships that can really help us grow, finding the people that can use our toolbox to accelerate their business. And then I think as far as geography, I mean, the sky's the limit. So I think we're also going to see just a really a bigger geographic reach as we go forward as well.
And that's exciting too, when you think about geographic reach and how we've had our toolbox of services and we've reached through our traditional providers and then satellite centers and then PWPs. And now we're looking at other options as well. And so it will be interesting to see, Katie. I agree with you, the reach and the changes that occur in the next year to 5 years. You've talked a lot about opportunities and what you think are benefits moving forward. What are some challenges that maybe you might see either specifically for Transova or the industry in general, just kind of maybe some challenges that you might have encountered or think you might encounter?
You know, I think that the biggest challenge is always going to be staying when you're at the top. What's the role or the challenge is to stay at the top, right? So it's always going to be about finding the next big thing, improving the technology, and just providing the best possible results that you can to your clients. The other thing that I think we're going to see is there is more and more access to data, and we are making generational change or improvement faster and faster. And as you do that, the bar is continuing to be set higher, right? And so people and clients are going to expect and want faster and faster results, more and more data. And sometimes, you know, there's unintended consequences that come along with knowing more. And so I think we're gonna see some things in the next year or two that we didn't even fathom as possibilities for issues that we run into just because of the access to data and the fast generational turn that we're able to make. But it's also exciting because there's so many new opportunities that come with knowing more, and with always with more information is more opportunity.
That's a great answer. I'm just, my wheels are turning thinking about what everything that you've said today, Katie. I'm going to throw you for a little curveball here, because this question was not on the list that I had sent you. There are a lot of women, girls in college that are ag major, ag based majors, and this is a field that has been dominated by men. What advice could you give somebody, a young woman trying to break into the ag industry? What advice would you give her starting her career?
I think the biggest thing to know and to understand as a female in this industry is that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore. I think, you know, we're seeing more and more females be leading huge companies. We're seeing females coming into super powerful jobs. And I think in the ag space, we're really seeing females just come in and have equal footing with males. And so kind of the way I've always gone about things, and what I would recommend is just don't even pay attention to that. You have a seat at the table. You have every right to be there at the table. And I don't want you to even question whether or not you should be going into this industry, because there's a place, there's a need, and you're among really fantastic company, both male and female. There's a lot of people that you can learn from, and there's a lot you can teach other people. So that's the biggest advice, is just have the confidence to just blaze forward and forge the path.
Katie, I really like that answer. I think that's great advice, because it's almost, you want it to be a non-issue. And I think it is sometimes, most of the time, a non-issue. And so just do what you want and don't pay attention to, I don't want to say don't pay attention to your surroundings, but you know, if you have the confidence to do what you know how to do, I think that was great advice for any young women or even any young professionals in the industry. Katie, when you're going about your day, and you've talked a lot about you're managing a lot of people, you're managing a lot of different components of the company. You know, in your mind, what does a successful day look like to you?
Honestly, every day is so different. And like I said, I like to get things done. So there's nothing more satisfying than crossing something off my to-do list. But my best days are when I've met with a team member and we've talked about their goals or their futures or their aspirations, and I've been able to help kind of navigate them into a new area of the business or a new challenge, or throw new opportunities their way. And so I love to see people grow in their careers. I grew in my career because people took chances and gave me opportunities. And that's my favorite thing to do, is help people really identify their niche or their passion and give them the direction and the path to go after it.
So Katie, this episode is going to come out around Thanksgiving and during the holidays, which doesn't seem like it's real that it could be that time of year already. What are you most thankful for this time of year?
Oh, what a good question. I mean, always it starts with my family. So I have 4 kids, a husband, parents, siblings, and just everybody's healthy, everybody's doing well, and you can't take that for granted. So always that. But then I get to come to work every day to a job that is full of challenges, full of opportunities, and I get to work with a team that is welcome, that is open to new ideas, and that wants to move things in the right direction. We have a team here that wants to do the right thing, that wants to do good work, that wants to grow, that wants to excel. And that is truly the best thing that a person could have, getting up every day. So I wake up every day just grateful for the team I get to work with.
Why do you like working with Emily and Sarah? No, I'm just kidding. But I am going to take a little shout out to Emily, because today is October 27th and tomorrow is your birthday. And we're not recording any podcasts on your birthday. So happy birthday,
I did that,
Emily.
On purpose.
Oh, happy birthday.
We're cutting this out.
No. Oh, no, you're not. We're going to put your cell phone number in the description so people can text you happy birthday.
It's a good idea.
No, this comes out like a month later. So no, thank you. I have a bunch of weirdos texting me. So I think we've come to the end of our questions, Katie. Is there anything else that you want to talk about or something that you wish we would have asked you, you know, before we wrap up here today?
Not a lot. The one thing I do want to say, and I think it goes back to your question about, you know, young women wanting to come into the industry. And I think one of the challenges that I've felt, and I truly think this is at Transilva, it's internal and I'm telling myself this story, but I have 4 kids and they're small and they need me and require a lot of attention. And so you know what I mean? I can't do the 7 a.m. meetings all the time, or if I have to travel, I have to, you know, talk to my husband first just to make sure that he doesn't have to work later. There's planning that I have to do as a mother that people who don't have young kids don't have to do. And I find myself and I find other people, both men and women, in similar situations, apologizing for that or just feeling a little bit guilty. And I think the biggest thing to know is just, I truly think that my family and my home life makes me better at work. And I've noticed that with everyone else that has, you know, family that they're passionate about. I think that truly makes them better at work because they have something that they're working for. They have a greater purpose. And so as I would just say to people that as you're looking, you know, at careers and going into industries, I think actually the egg industry is one of the most family friendly industries I've encountered. And I've worked in a few different ones. And I think it's because, you know, farms are family businesses. And so if you want a place where your whole family is going to be welcome and your outside hobbies are going to be taken, you know, seriously and seen as important and valued, I truly think that the egg industry is the place where you belong. And I'd say even more so, I would say Transova is, you know, a great place to have a career like that.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because we've had a few podcasts recorded this week that when we ask them, you know, what they like about Transova or what, you know, some of the benefits are, they say that Transova is a family in and of itself. And I think part of that is we're a close-knit group, but that's because we do support each other from a family aspect. You know, it's not just a straight up career point. Like, we know each other's families and kids, and we know that there's other priorities outside of work. And so I think that was a really good thing for you to include, Katie, because there is that strong feeling within the company and within the ag industry, like you mentioned.
I think too, just even the pandemic, if there's one good thing that came out of that, is people working from home and, you know, kind of having a little more flexibility in their work schedule, that it is possible to do both, have a family, work, and still be successful at both. It's going to be hard, but, you know, it's doable. And I think the pandemic has really showed that there's more options than the 9-to-5 be in the office type of structure.
I never want to do that again.
I'm not saying that. Yeah, we don't want to do that again. But
when your boss starts referring to your 2-year-old as his coworker, you know there's a problem. So
my coworker is my dog, and she, you know, just gives me the evil eye. She doesn't talk back. So, all right. Well, thank you, Katie, so much for being on our episode today. I think it's great to share your story with our listeners, you know, and they can see what kind of great people our company leads our company. So we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us today.
Hey, you guys, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the invite. And I really just want to commend you for this podcast. It's a pretty cool thing that we have here at Transova, and I've enjoyed listening to every episode. So thank you guys so much for all your hard work.
And thank you, Katie.
Yep, thank you.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.